This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. The jury in the huge Apple-Samsung patent case has finished reading its verdict. It found that Samsung infringed on 6 out of 7 Apple patents in its smartphone design. This involves both design and software patents for the iPhone and iPad. The jury awarded Apple $1 billion. Now, Samsung had also sued Apple in alleging patent infringement. The award there? $0. The verdict comes after 4 months of presentations and deliberation. Samsung can appeal and no doubt will. In after-hours trading, Apple stock shot up to $673 a share. That is up almost 2% from the close of business. And on a side note, today marks exactly 1 year since the late Steve Jobs resigned as Apple's CEO. Joining us now from the Bay Area is Mike Isaac. He's senior editor at All Things D, and he's been covering the trial. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This is really nothing short of a slam dunk for Apple. What exactly did the court say Samsung did?
Yeah, so Samsung basically was found in willful violation of a number of Apple's patents, which is essentially much worse for Samsung because that can up the damages count. Apple didn't receive the full $2.5 billion in damages that it was seeking, but still, it was still pretty much a slam dunk across most of the board on the patents that they violated.
And Samsung, as I mentioned, had claimed some patent infringement by Apple, but the jury didn't agree with a single word of that.
Yeah, that's correct. Samsung ended up countersuing Apple after Apple initially filed its lawsuit based on different types of patents than Apple had sued them on, what are called FRAND patents, essentially talk about a standard that smartphones have to reach across the industry. And they completely lost out on their case, awarded $0 in damages.
This was a very complicated case. I wonder, you know, throughout Silicon Valley, is this what was expected to happen? And are we sure that this will stand?
Well, see, this is the thing. Apple is really difficult to prove unless you have a smoking gun saying, you know, with a memo saying that these guys copied us. It's kind of Apple basically presented a lot of color evidence and expert witnesses that are talking about design principles and things like that. So it wasn't a slam dunk from right off the bat, but as the trial progressed, Apple had presented a pretty strong case throughout, and in a few memos surfaced from Samsung that were pretty damning in the light of the whole trial, one of which basically saying that Apple is killing everyone in smartphone and tablet and design.
Apple, of course, is already the biggest company in the world. So what does this really mean for them?
Well, I mean, it's sort of like continued establishment of its dominance, right? You know,
right.
Android is the competitor, you know, which Samsung operates on. And so Android's sort of like this the hope that other companies can use to take down Apple. But if Samsung, which is the most successful Android-based hardware competitor, is getting smacked down by Apple, you know, it's not a good sign. It's sort of something that all the rest of the hardware companies can look towards. And Apple saying, essentially, don't copy us because we will go after you.
You know, it was interesting, as we were watching the jury read the verdict in the newsroom, someone came through and kind of flashed their Samsung phone and said, hey, this is about to become a collector's item. do you think that that's true? And I'm also wondering, if I go to buy a cell phone next year, does this change anything about that experience?
So that's they're not going to start pulling things off the shelves. That's not actually true right now. What it is essentially a sort of shot across the bow or a warning sign to other companies saying, you know, don't rip us off, and seeking a lot of damages in the case in order to sort of show that, you know, that the Apple's willing to go for it. But as of right now, that's, you know, you're not going to have a problem with that. Now, what I will say is that future designs by Samsung and by, say, HTC or other rivals may look a heck of a lot different compared to what they look like in the past, just so they don't feel like they're stepping on Apple's toes.
All right. Mike Isaac of All Things D, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.